you're not protecting women. I thought that the left was all about protecting women. Like, this was the whole thing about progressives. Protect people that are, like, not as safe. Like, I don't generally worry about women raping me.
Hmm.
Never.
Yeah.
Never in my life have I been in a bar and go, boy, I hope some woman doesn't try to rape me.
Yeah,
I hope some woman doesn't try to root for me and get my dick hard. And like, no one ever thinks that way. But women walk through life worrying about getting roofied or getting raped or getting dragged into an alleyway. They worry about that. Guys don't worry about that.
Hmm.
It's just a completely different dynamic. So when you're comparing like trans this and trans that, like, there's not a guy I've ever talked to in my life that doesn't, that is even remotely concerned with a trans man going into the men's room.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if, like, what's that person that was Chaz Bono? Chaz Bono, Sonny Bono's daughter that became a man.
Mm-hmm.
Chaz can come into the men's room. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't even freak me out at all. If Chaz is in the men's room and I have a 2-year-old son with me that I have to take into the bathroom, go to the bathroom, I'm not worried about Chaz Bono, but I am worried about a pervert. If I was a guy and I had a daughter and she was like 10 years old and she went into the women's room and then I saw a man with a fucking 5 o'clock shadow and a wig on go into the bathroom behind her, and I couldn't go in the women's room and see what's going on. I go, I don't know. That might just be a really kind person who identifies as a woman and happens to have a beard, or it could be a complete fucking psycho, which are real things. And by being this compassionate person, I'm supposed to ignore the reality of psychos.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This is where it becomes like a cult. Like, this is where it becomes like you're indoctrinated into this very rigid ideology that you can't stray from at all. And if you do, you're cast out of the kingdom forever. You're a heretic. You're a terrible person.
Yeah, fucked up, man. It's, I don't really know. Even the scrutiny on it, I don't really know how they don't acknowledge how absurd it is. Like,
so it's when you watch people defend it, they have to do mental gymnastics.
Yeah,
it just do you ever see the conversation that I had with Adam Conover about it?
No.
Oh, oh, it was one of the most brutal conversations of all time. It's about trans women in sports. And
oh, so this was like a debate.
Well, it didn't turn out to be. It wasn't planned out. It just it just came about because he was doing, you know, we were talking about it, and it got to the subject of trans women competing, and his position was like, I'm in favor of a sport that's more inclusive. So if that makes it more inclusive for the trans woman, and he was like in favor of hormone blockers for children that they've always known that they're a woman. Like, what the fuck are you? You don't have any kids. You don't know what kids are like. You could tell your kid that they're a werewolf. Like, stay, keep away from the full moon. You're a werewolf. Oh, I always knew. Like, they're kids.
Yeah.
Their brain's not formed. And also, they want to please you. And if you're how many fucking Hollywood psychos have trans kids? How many people where they fly the flag of inclusivity and they're a proud progressive and I'm proud that I have a queer child? How much of that is your influence?
Hmm.
Is it 0%? Because I bet it's not. I bet there's some sort of reinforcement of that. It's just like the numbers are so extraordinary. When you have parents that have 3 trans kids, you're like, what? 3? What are the odds of that? And you're nuts? You're a nutty actress and you have 3 trans kids? What's going on here? And you're not allowed to say it. If you say anything, you say, oh, this person who's clearly mentally ill might actually be mentally ill and might actually have Munchausen syndrome. You know, like they might be doing something terrible to their child because they're just fucking nuts and they want a trans kid, like, so they could fly it as a, they could put their pride flag on their fucking front door and they feel like a better person.